Today's Shiz Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph. We will begin on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph at the top of the top line. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishim Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara begins to discuss, as we already began in the previous year, to speak about the Shir Shalyoim. What was the Shir that they said every day of the week? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishim Rabbi Akiva. B'yoyim Rishon, on the first day of the week, Maya Imrim, what was the shir that they said? They said, L'shem Aretz Malayai, Tevel V'yosh Veva. And the reason that was the shira for the first day of the week, for Sunday, Al-Shem Shebiyoyim Kona V'hikna, that's the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shemayim V'aretz, and He gave it over to us, human beings, to live. As the pasuk says, "Koine shemayim va'aretz," v'shalot ba'alamai. And on the first day of creation, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was a shalot ba'alamai. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was here in the world all by himself. There were no other malachim with him in the world, and that's why that's the appropriate shira for Sunday. So, the Michas Chinuch asks that, as we're going to learn in our shir, the different Shir, the different songs that were sung every day of the week, were prokim from Tehillim. But of course, Kabbanis were in Klal Yisrael before David HaMelech composed Tehillim. So the question that the Michas Chinuch asks is, what did they say before Tehillim was composed? So one pshat that I saw, that actually many of the prokim of Tehillim were already composed before the time of David HaMelech. It was David HaMelech who compiled them all into Sefer Tehillim. That's one pshat I saw. But the Michas Chinuch answers that when the Gemara here says that they said these different shirim, it's not the particular song that is what is important. It's the concept behind the song. And when the Gemara says that this concept that we just learned was the shir of Yom Rishon, is to convey this lesson on Yom Rishon, but it didn't have to be specifically this perek. The Divrei Shaul, Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzon, says, we know that Rashi, at the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, says, Lama Pasach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bereishis. Rashi quotes the Medrash, why did the Torah begin with the Parashas Bereishis? Shem Yomru Umais, if the nations of the world will say, Gazlonim Atem, that we had stolen from them, Ha'orot Shalanu, you took Eretz Yisrael from us. Yeshivim HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond, Shekol Olam Shaloi, the entire world belonged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Ritzayna Nasan Lachem, B'Ritzayna Natlai. And since the entire world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He gives it to whomever He sees fit. And that's Pshat, says the Divrei Shaul, in this Gemara. On Sunday, we say, L'Shem Ha'aretz Melayoi. We declare that everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He could decide what to give to whom. The Ben Yoyada says that what happened on Yom Rishon, it says that's what the Gemara here is trying to teach us, is that on the first day of the world, everything in the world was created in its potential form. And then, after Yom Rishon, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world the potential for everything to be created, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the week went on, brought everything out from its potential to the reality. B'sheni ma'omrim, what is the shira for Monday? Says the Gemara, we say God Hashem ma'ulu ma'od. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great and should be praised. Al shem shechilek ma'asav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided the world. We know, as the pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis, that in Yom Sheni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Rekia, that the Rekia separates between the Elyonim and the Tachtonim, Umalach and Malach Aleim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed His rule over everything, V'nis'ala V'yashu B'marim. And at that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and is in Shemayim. So the Sifsei Chachamim explains that on Yom Rishon, we say L'Hashem Ha'aretz Melayoi to establish that everything in the world comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
One should never, chas v'sham, say, koichi v'yoytzim yodi osli sechayel azeh, as if we create something, as if we're in control. And then on the second day we say, Lashem ha'aretz m'loyoy. He said that, then we continue saying, Lashem ha'aretz m'loyoy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the entire world. But then, after we announced that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that, then on Monday we say that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his infinite wisdom, created the world, that there's Shemayim v'aretz, there's Ruchnius and Gashmius. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu inserts himself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world in Ruchnius and in Gashmius. B'yoyim shlishi oimrim, elakim nitze b'das keil, al shem gila aretz b'chachmasai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed the world. As the world was created, it was just water, but then HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed the world. Hechen tevel lamadosai, and he created the world that people should have where to inhabit. B'yoyim b'revima oimrim, kel nekomis Hashem, ashbar HaKadosh Baruch Hu cham alavana, that was the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sun and the moon. For Asali Parim Avdeim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take revenge from those that worship them instead of worshiping Hashem. So Rashi says, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sun and the moon, and what happened after HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sun and the moon is that there are individuals who make a mistake and worship the sun and the moon. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to say, if anybody's going to make that error, he will be punished for making that error. And the Mashal explains that this Shira was instituted to be said after the Churban Habayis. And the Churban Habayis Rishon was because Klal Yisrael were worshipping Avodah Zarah. So we started saying, realize that why did that happen to us? The reason it happened to us is because we started worshipping the Cham Levana instead of worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chamishi Oimrim, Harinu Lekim Uzeinu, Al Shem Shabar Oifus V'dogim, that was the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the fish, the birds and the fish, the Shabech Shemoi, and they're all created to say Shira to him. And the Sif Secham explains, why does the Pasuk single out the Oifus V'dogim? So he says, because if we look at the amount of fish that there are in the world and the amount of birds that there world, there are many different species. And with that, we show how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he created all these various species. So I saw that the Cheshuki Chemed has a discussion, is there a reason to go to a zoo and see all the various types of animals that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world? The Gemara Masecht Brachos, Daf Tes Amud Beis, teaches us, Lo'ilu Mishtadal Odom, Loritz L'Klas Machi Yisrael, a person should go to see the kings of Klal Yisrael. It continues the Gemara, Lo'ilu L'Klas Machi Yisrael B'Vad, this halacha doesn't only apply when we go to greet the Machi Yisrael, Elafilu L'Klas Machi Umas Olam, we should greet non-Jewish kings, Shem Yiske Yafchim Be Machi Yisrael Machi Umas Olam. So we see that there's a point to try to see the great things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. So the Shas Chuvus Arugas Abaisim, Oyer Chaim Simel Amates discusses this question. He says, is there a point to go to the zoo and see different animals and make the bracha a Baruch Mishana Abriyas? And he quotes a Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, HaHoylech Letzdadion HaRezeh Moshev Leitzim. If you go to a stadium, it's considered a Moshev Leitzim. But many Achronim suggest that while the issue that the Arugas Abaisim had was not the issue of going to see animals. On the contrary, there may be a point, as is indicated in our Gemara as well, to see the different animals that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. The issue that the Arugas Abaisim had was about a Moshev Leitzim, the circus, he meant going to a circus. And in fact, the Sefer Lekut Yoshev quotes that the Truvim Sadeshen had never seen a lion in his entire life. And one Shabbos, a lion came to the town where he lived, and even though it was in Shabbos, he went to see the lions because he had never had the opportunity before. And so too, the Chidah writes that he went to see the zoo in London, and he saw an eagle that was 100 years old. The Michzalozah in the Sefer Nemukei Or Chaim says that he went to visit the zoo in Berlin, and the Stipler used to go take his children, it's known, to a zoo to see the monkeys in order to make a bracha Mishana Abrius. And this is all in line with what we're learning in our Gemara, that as long as it's not a Moshe of Leitzim, but by seeing all these incredible animals and everything else that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, it makes us have a greater appreciation, makes us have a greater appreciation for the wonders that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, then we should go see them. B'shishi Omrim, and Shishi, they said, Hashem Malach Gavis Lavesh, Al Shigomar Malachtoi, that was the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished creating everything that was going to create in this world. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus was shown. And as the Sifsei Chamim says, a person's work is really only noticeable when he finished the entire project that he was working on. So as Kav Yochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished this project that he had of creating the world, it was the time for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be particularly proud of the handiwork that he had created. B'Shvi, on Shabbos, Hayoimrim, Mizma Shir, L'Yoim HaShabbos. L'Yoim Shekula Shabbos, says this, the Tanna Kamma, that this refers to the Elef HaShishi, after the world will be created, will be in existence for 6,000 years, then, and each 1,000 years is considered like a day in the life, in so to speak, Kaviyachol, in the life of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the last 1,000 year, there won't be any more world left as we know the world. Everything will stop, just like we stop in every Shabbos from doing anything. Aram Nechemya. Menaram Nechemya gives a different reason why we say Mizmah Shir L'Yoim HaShabbos on Shabbos. Says Rav Nechemya, Ma'aroch Cham L'Chag L'Gven Prokem Halalu. Why? The Chum say a special shir regarding Mizmah Shir L'Yoim HaShabbos. Why is it speaking about Los Olavai? Says El Brishana Shekana Vehikna Shalat Balamai. Sheni Shechilik Masav Molech Aleim. Bishlishi Shgila Arz B'Chachmasav Ehevim Tevel Bet Ladosai, which is all the reasons that we've already explained. Brevi Shabar Chamal Avon of Osli Parmi Avdeim. B'Chamish Shabar Oifus V'Dogim B'Shabeich L'Shmoi. B'Shishi Shugama Malachtim Molech Aleim. And B'Shvi, the reason we say it on Shvi is Hashem Shemolech Aleim, to pronounce that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world, now he ruled over the entire world. And the Ben Yehuda asks why the first 6 days, Rav Nechemya agrees with the different Perakim and Talmud that we say, and agrees that they're the same as the Tanna Kamma, and also agrees the reason that we say them are identical. So why did the Gemara have to repeat this again? So he says, to teach us that Rav Nechemya is making it a point that he heard from Rav Akiva the same thing that the Tanna Kamma heard. And he's saying, and I'm now going to emphasize what I heard from Rav Akiva and what I did, and therefore I have a right to disagree because I believe that you did not hear accurately what Rav Akiva held. Says the Gemara, what is the machlokes? Says the machlokes is b'Rav Kina. The machlokes, why we say Mizmah Shir L'Yoim HaShabbos, is based on what Rav Kina taught us. Dom Rav Kina Shita Alfa Shana Hava Alma. The world will be in existence for 6,000 years. V'chad Chorif, and then for 1,000 years, as we mentioned before, the world will stop to exist. And what that means is that the world will be a world, we live now in a world of Gashmius and Ruchnius. When that time comes, it will be a world of pure Ruchnius, explains the Ben Yehuda. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'nizgav Hashem levadoi b'yoyim ahu. And as we said a moment ago, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yoyim is 1,000 years. Abaye Amar, but Abaye disagrees, and he says, Trei Chorev, that the world will stop to exist as it is existing now for 2,000 years. Shenemar yichayenu miyamayim. After those 2 days, the world will exist. B'yayim ha-shlishi nechya v'nechya. So the machlokes is, Rabbi Kiva holds, l'rakutina, that the world will only stop existing for 1,000 years. And that's why saying yom shekulei Shabbos makes sense. Rabbi Nechemya, on the other hand, holds, like Abaye, that the world will stop to exist for 2 days. So you can't say mizmeh shel yom haShabbos. So what must we say? We can't say that that's why we're saying mizmeh shel yom haShabbos. We have to give a different reason for mizmeh shel yom haShabbos. Continues the Gemara, b'mosafei deShabbso ma'ayomrim. As we know, every Shabbos they brought a Karban Musaf, and every time we bring a Karban Musaf, we have to say a Shira. So says the Gemara, what was the Shira that was said on Shabbos? Amar Rav Anan, Bar Rava, Amar Rav, Chazav Loch. If we take Pashas Hazinu and we separate it, we'll see that all the places that are, we stop, that's Hazav Loch. And of course the Mefarshim explained that this abbreviation, Hazav Loch, is not coincidental. Hazav means the glow. A Jew on Shabbos, all of us on Shabbos glow differently. And therefore, Shabbos, we have a special Shira that represents that special glow that we have. The Michas Chinuch discusses that what will be on a Shabbos, which is a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So we have to say the Shira for Musaf of Shabbos, and we have to also say the Shira of Rosh Chodesh. What we do. So he says, if it comes out, if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, we don't say the special Shira that we say every Shabbos, as the Gemara just taught us, Haziv Loch, by Musaf. Rather, we say the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. And by Mincha, we say the Shira of Musaf. And we also say the Shira of Mincha, we're going to learn in a moment. We say a Shira every Shabbos by Mincha. And he says on such a Shabbos, by Musaf, we say the Shira of Rosh Chodesh, or if it's Yontif, the Shira of the Yontif. And by Mincha, if it's Shabbos, we say the Shira of Mincha Shabbos and Musaf of Shabbos. This point, this separation of Haziv Loch, says the Magen Avraham in Arachayim, Simen Tov Chav Ches Siv Zayin, that even though the halacha is that when we read from the Sefer Torah on Shabbos, we're allowed to make hoisafos, even though there are daliyos, sheni, shlishi, but the tzibur has the right to make more aliyos. These places where our Gemara says we stop on Parshas Hazinu, we have to keep to them and we may not change them, even if there's a need to give more aliyos on Shabbos. Just like we identify these places where we stop on the different Shabbosos, when we say Shira by Musaf, so too, as we just said, when we lay it on Shabbos, this is where the various stops are in the Shira, and when we lay in Parshas Hazina. What is the Shira of Mincha Shabbos? What was the Shira? Amar Rav Yochanan, they said Oz Yashir until the Pasuk Mikamaycha. Then the next week they said Mikamaycha. And then the next week they said the Shira that they said when Klal Yisrael were going to Eretz Yisrael, and they went through Nachal Arnot, and a tremendous nace occurred that they walked, they were traveling between these two very tall mountains, and one mountain had nicks and crannies, and the other one had parts that were sticking out. And the Amoraim were standing on those places to attack Klal Yisrael on those parts that were sticking out. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nace that the two mountains came together and they were crushed. And that's how their enemies were destroyed. And we said that special Shira. And they, because Shabbos is a day of Shira, that's why on Shabbos we sing, and by Mincha we say the Shira. Of course, I saw that the Mefarshim asked that we don't find that during the weekdays, there should be a different Shira in the morning and the afternoon. Why Over here, do we find that on Shabbos there was a different Shira in the morning and the afternoon? So Mefarshim explained that just like we find that the Nusach of the Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, all three Shmoneh Esreis that we say on Shabbos, actually, all four Shmoneh Esreis that we say on Shabbos, Ma'ariv, Friday night, Shachos, Musaf, Mincha, aren't one Nusach. Each one has its own unique Nusach. So just like they each have their own unique Nusach for when we daven, so too, they each have unique Nusach of Shira for each time. Ibailuhu. So now ask the Gemara. We identify Parshas Hazinu as the Shira that's said by Musaf. We've identified the different Shira that's said by Mincha. Does that mean that all of them were said every week? Adama, Kol Shabbos v'Shabbos Amichad. Every Shabbos they said one portion of Parshas Hazinu. Every Shabbos they said one of these three Shirois by Mincha. Toshma, says the Gemara, the Tanya, Amr of Yossi, At Shira Shoyna Achas Shnia Chayzer Shtayim. The Shira of Hazinu is divided into six. The Shira that we just said is said by Mincha is divided into three. So what Rabbi Yossi says is that we finish the two cycle. For every two cycles of the Mincha Shira, it takes to finish one cycle of the Shira in the morning. So from here we clearly see, Shema Minop, Kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, every Shabbos they said Amrichad, they said one of the portions, they didn't say it at all. Shema Minah, it's a conclusive proof. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Esem Asos Nos Shechina, the Shechina left Klal Yisrael when they did by Churban by Yisrishin, and he says, Mikroy, this that the Shechina left Klal Yisrael in Madregas, it didn't go away all away, just go one completely away. It went gradually. So to that we learn from Psukim, Sanhedrin goes to Sanhedrin, but the Churban Bayis Sheni, the Sanhedrin also left the Lishkas Hagozos where they normally went session. That we know Gemara from a Kabbalah, and the Yin Yaakov explains that just like we learn in Pirkei Avos. That it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world by Asar Ma'amaris, Kidei Liparam Rishoyim Ham'avdim Es Ha'olam, in order to punish the Rishoyim that destroyed a world, Shenivra B'Asar Ma'amaris, that was created with Asar Ma'amaris. So too, here, that's the significance of the number 10, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it with very deliberate, that they should be punished for the significant churban they brought to Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Esem Asos Nosu Shechina. This that we said that the Shechina left with 10 stops, Mikroi, we know from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Mikaparis Lekruv. They went from the Kaparis to the Kruv. So Rashi, as explained by the Yavid, says that Kruv doesn't mean the Kruvim that were on top of the Aron. Because then the Kaparis and the Kruv would really be the same. Rather, what it means is that when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he put Kruvim on the side of the Aron. And that's what it meant. First it went to the off the Kapiris, which was on top of the Aron, went to the Kruvim, which were on the side of the Aron, and then they went from Kruv to the Miftan, to the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash, Miftan L'Chatzor, then they went to the Chatzor, B'Chatzor L'Mizbeach, Mizbeach L'Gag, Migag L'Choyma, to the wall of the Azara, M'Choyma L'Ir, to the wall of Yerushalayim, Ir Lahar, they went to Har Zeisim, Mahar L'Midbar, and Midbar also the Yashma Mekoyma, then it went up to where it is currently, Shenema Eilich V'Shuvil Mekoyma, it went back to Shemayim where it started. The Kaparis L'Kruv, M'Kruv L'Miftan, so the Gemara said we learned this from Pesukim, so the Gemara shows us the Pesukim, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, regarding the Kaparis, V'Na'aditi L'Cho Shom, V'Dibarati Itcho Mi'ala Kaparis, the Kodesh Baruch Hu left from the Kaparis. And then it says, V'ksiv, U'kvar al-kem Yisrael na'alam ala kruv, it went from the Kaparis to the Kruv and then to the Miftan, because it says, V'kvar al-kem Yisrael na'ala me'ala kruv, ashahay alav, it was originally by the Kruvim, and now it traveled, it went to the Miftan habayis. U'me'miftan l'chatzur, then we said it went from the Miftan to the Chatzur, the ksiv, V'yimola habayis as ha'onan, V'achotz amola as noige kvayr Hashem. So we see that it went now to the Chotzer. The Chotzer went to the Mizbeach, the Ksiv, Rises Hashem Nitzav Al HaMizbeach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, the Shechina Kaviyochel was hovering over the Mizbeach. Mizbeach Lagag, the Ksiv, Toiv L'Sheves Alpinas Agag, Meishis Midonim Beis Chover. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's better to go to the Gag than to remain in the Beis HaMikdash where they're not behaving appropriately. Umigag L'Choyma, the Ksiv Hashin Hashem Nitzav Al Choymas Anoch. Anoch is the place where they built the wall. Mechoyma Le'ir, the Ksiv Kol Hashem Le'ir Yikro. And it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and the Navi Micha is saying to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the ear at this point, in the city at this point, and it's our job to do tshuva. Umi'il Lahar, from there went to Har Zaysim, the Ksiv Yaqvar Hashemi Al Toychair, Vyamir Al Ar Hashemi Kadam Lir. It was on the mountain which is on the side, east side of the city, which is Har Zaysim. Umihar Lamidba, the Ksiv Toib Shevis Ba'eretz, Bemidba Meshis Midan Rakas. It's better to go to the Midbar rather than being in the city where they're not acting appropriately. Umidba also Vyosh Makami, the Ksiv Eilech Veshuval Makami, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I went back to the Shemayim. Amar Rav Yochanan, Shisha Chadoshim Nis'ak V'Shechina L'Yisrael B'Midbar. The Shechina, when it was in the Midbar, was there for 6 months. And the 6 months represent from Asar B'Tavis till Tammuz. Shema Yachs V'Tshuva, hoping that Klal Yisrael will do Tshuva. Kivan Shloi Chazru, when they didn't do Tshuva, Amar Tipach Atzmam, they should be cursed. Shenema ve'en rishoyim techlenu u'menois ovel menam v'sikfa samanach v'nefesh, that they don't do the right thing and they don't deserve that my Shechina should dwell amongst them. U'kenegdam, we learned, Golsus Sanhedrin, that the Sanhedrin made 10 stops as it went to Golus, and this said the Gemara we learned, Gemara, we have a Messiah that's what happened. And the Gemara explains, Melishkas HaGolus, originally the Sanhedrin was in session in the Lishkas HaGazas, a special chamber right next to the Mizbeach, right next to Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says that half of it was built in the Beis HaMikdash and half of it was not in the Beis HaMikdash. And from there it went to the Chanus. They had a store, a place that looked like stores on the Har Bayis. And the Gemara, that's Rashi says over here, whereas in Masechta Sanhedrin, Rashi explains, there was a place in Yerushalayim that was called Chanus. And the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, that Ches Omebeis explains, that why did this happen? Because the Sanhedrin could only judge Dinei Nefashos, they only could judge capital cases when they're in session in the Lishkas HaGazas. But at that point, Nisrabu HaRoitzchen, there were more murderers amongst Klal Yisrael, and Sanhedrin did not want to be put into a position that they should have to judge all these cases on a regular basis. Therefore, they moved out of the Lishkas HaGazas that they should no longer be able to judge such cases. Then they went from Chanus to Yerushalayim. From Yerushalayim, they went to Yavna. From Yavna, they went to Usha. Musha, they went to Yavna. Meyavna, they went to Usha. Then Usha, they went to Shafram. Shafram, they went to Beisharim. Beisharim, Tzipari, Mitzipari, Litferia. Litferia, Amukah, Mekulon. It was the most darkest place. Shenemar, because Tferia, the Pasuk says, is in a valley. Shvelis, Me'aretz, Tadabri. Rabbi Elazar Amar Sheish Golius, he says that the Sanhedrin went to Golus for 6 months, for six places, Shenema, Kasach, Yoshve Morim, Kiria, Nizba, Yishpileno, Yishpileno Eretz, Yagiana at Offer. And if you read in the Pasuk, there are six words in this Pasuk that represent Klal Yisrael being in a low situation. And that's why it represents the six places that the Sanhedrin went to Golos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Misham, but now even though the Sanhedrin is unfortunately in Golus, tells us Rabbi Yochanan, however, Misham is Sidon Legoil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will redeem us, Shenema, Hisnari, Ma'afa Kumeh Shvi'i, that even though we're in such terrible tzaris, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees us that He will save us. Amar Rabbi Shimon Karchem, V'oid Zayis Hiskan Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai, as we've been learning various various takonis that Rav Yochim and Zakkai made. So now the Gemara teaches us one more rule that he made. And that is Shloya Edim, the Edim that come to say testimony about the new moon, Holchim El Olamokam Avad. There was a special place where the Bezdin sat in session. And even though, as we've learned a number of times in this Masechta, the Kiddush HaChodesh, the declaration of the new moon, was very much connected to the Nasi, still, they instituted that they should go to the Beis Avad under all circumstances, even if the Nasi, the Rosh Bezdin, is not there. They made a rule that they should always go there. They should know that there's a specific place that they always go to that place. And there's an interesting discussion between the Turei Even and the Meremei Sodder. The Turei Even says that how could they go to the Beis Vad when the Nasi wasn't there if the Nasi's participation in declaring the new moon is so critical? So the Turei Even explains that they would go to the Beis Vad and say the testimony to whichever Dayanim were at that Beis Vad. And then those Dayanim would declare Rosh Chodesh conditional on the Nasi agreeing to their decision. The Meremei Sodder disagrees. And the Meremei Sodder says that once, as we learn in our Mishnah, the Edom went to the Beis Vad, and the Beis Vad were authorized to declare the new moon, they have that authority even if the Nasi is not there. Says the Gemara, there was a woman, she was summoned to the Torah in front of Amemer in the Hadoi. But Amemer wasn't in the Hadoi. He went to the city of Mechuza, and she said, I went to the Hadoi, I'm not going to find him and not going to follow him to Mechuza. So he wrote a letter of cheirim on her for having done the wrong thing. If he now is in Mechuza, she should have gone there. So Rav Ashi asked the member, but haven't we just learned in our Mishnah that even though the Rosh Bezdin is elsewhere, they always go to this designated place. So why is it different here? As we explained, when we speak about Eidus HaChodesh, Chazal instituted that we want the Eidim to know that this is the place to go to. Because if they're not going to be, if they're going to be confused and not know where they're supposed to go, Nimtzis Machshilin La'Sulavoy, they're not going to go say testimony in the future. Aval Hocha, here where she owes money, so and she was summoned to the Torah, Eved Levelish Malva, and she has to go to wherever the Bezdin, wherever the Rosh Bezdin is, even though, and wherever the Malva is, even though it involves some Tircha. There's a Machloikus Rishonim. Is this specifically in a case where someone owes someone else money, that they have to go wherever he is, even though it involves keeping on schlepping, or is it by any din Torah besides Kiddush HaChodesh? Tanah Rabbanan, says the Gemara, the halacha is, any kahanim shoyim lalspas and delayim leduchan, the kahanim may not do duchening wearing shoes. This was one of the rules that he made. And the reason the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Saita, Daf Mem and Ma'alef explains why. Because, first the Gemara says that the reason is because Kavod HaTzibur, that the shoes may be dirty, and if he's going to go up to the Duchen with dirty shoes, it's not a Kavod HaTzibur. But the Gemara says that that's not the explanation. The explanation is, if the Kohen is wearing his shoes, there is a concern that he'll notice that his shoelaces are untied or his shoes are torn, and he's going to bend down in the middle of duchening to fix them. And people are going to make the mistake and think that the reason he's not standing is because he's not really a kohen and not really a kosher kohen. So to avoid that type of people accusing him, they said, don't wear shoes. Interesting, machloikis is in some shuls where there's a very large crowd and it's difficult for all the kahanim to approach the platform, the duchen, in front of the aron, so they just say duchening wherever they stand.
will the same halacha apply that they have to take off the shoes? The Shas HaTshuvah Siyukav Yeshua says no, that this halacha that we just discussed only applies when they're duchening on the duchen. The Kav HaChaim disagrees. The Kav HaChaim says that this halacha applies to all circumstances of Nesias Kapayim, they have to take off the shoes when they do Nesias Kapayim. So now, the Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made 9 rules. And now the Gemara wants to identify what are those 9 rules. Shista Hyparka, sisks that we learned in this parak, that the Kohanim may not wear shoes by Nesias Kapayim. We learned that they blew Shofar and Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos wherever there's a Beis Din. He made a rule that the Lulav is taken all 7 days. He made a rule that you're not allowed to eat the Chodesh on the entire second day of Pesach. He made a rule that Beis Din could accept the new Edom that saw the new moon the entire first day of Tishrei. And we made the rule that we just learned also that the Edom go to the Makom Avad, the Edom that saw the new moon go to the Makom Avad to say their testimony. V'chada, another rule is what we learned in the previous parak in Daf Chaf Aleph, that the Edom are not Michal Shabbos anymore to come say that they saw the new moon, only by the months of Nisan and Tishrei. Vidach. So that's a total of 7. We have to have, but we learned that he made 9 rules. What are the 9 rules? Vidach, the 8th rule is a halacha. The Tanya, Gershon is Gai Bezmanazer. If somebody becomes a Ger Bezmanazer, Tzorch Sheyefer Yafrish Roiva, he has to separate the value of a Roiva shekel, a half a dinner, Lekinoi. The halacha is that when somebody becomes a Ger, so he has to have milah if he's a male. He has to have tefillah. He has to go to the mikvah. And they also have to bring a carbon. The halacha is that nowadays, of course, since we can't bring a carbon, he says the Gemara, he's supposed to, even though it doesn't prevent him from bringing a carbon, the halacha doesn't prevent him from being a ger, he does owe the carbon. And therefore, he should designate the money, separated it for when he will be able to bring the carbon. But says the Gemara, Amram Shimon Elazar, Kfan Nimna Le Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Bitlo said, Neita Kolo. Because the money will be here, and the money will not be, and we're afraid that the Beis HaMikdash unfortunately is not built, and he may come to use that money, which is Hegdish money. So in order to not have this problem, they stopped separating money for that purpose. So I saw that the Tosfos Yesharim in Masechet Krisis asks, why is it specifically by the ger? We're saying now that a ger who has to bring the carbon, but he can't, should separate the money, that he should have it available for when Mashiach comes and he'll be able to bring the carbon immediately. But we unfortunately know that if somebody does an Aveira Manazah, he has to bring a carbon. He has to also bring a carbon. Yet we don't find that every time somebody, Rahman Slan, does an Aveira, he should separate money, that even before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's rule, that he should separate money to have available for that carbon. Why is that? So the Mefarshim explains, the Tosfos Yesharim explains, that there's a very big difference between the carbon that's brought by somebody who did an Aveira and the carbon that is brought by the Ger. The carbon that's brought by the Ger is essential to his Geiris, is essential to his conversion. And therefore, he has to separate that. So if that's the case, how do we accept Geirim? So Mefarshim explain, because the Hafrosha, the designation of the money, is enough to accept him as a ger, even though he didn't actually bring the carbon. Whereas the money, the carbon that we have to bring if we did an Aveira Chas V'Shalom, is only being brought as a kapara, and therefore it's not as essential, and we could wait to designate that money to when Mashiach comes. And in fact, I saw Rabbi Yosef says that in Mitzvah Shem, when Mashiach comes, b'meher b'yameinu, and we're all going to go to the Beis HaMikdash to bring kabbalas,
and we're going to have, many people are going to owe many kabbanas, people who had children, people who did different averis, maybe a chatas not, because it would be chatas shemesa baleo, but there are going to be many kabbanas brought. Suggests Rabbi Yashiv that the first kabbanas that will be accepted in the Beis HaMikdash will be the kabbanas of the Gerim. Because their kabbanas, as we just explained, are essential to their geirus. The geirus is not complete, and we want to complete their geirus properly, and therefore those will be the first kabbanas accepted. Vidoch, what is the ninth takana that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted? Says the Gemara, it's plukted Rav Nach ma Yitzchak. Rav Papa ma Kerem Ravai. So the halacha is that the first 3 years, we know any fruit that grows, it's Orla. Orla is Osbano. The fruit of the fourth year is Kerem Ravai. And there's a machlokes, does it only apply to Kerem, to grapes? Does it apply to all fruits? So there's really two machlokes. According to the opinion that Kerem Ravai only applies to grapes, so certainly the rule that we're about to learn only speaks about grapes. But even according to the opinion that Netter Ravai applies to all fruits, there are opinions that say that this rule that we're just about to learn only speaks to grapes. And we'll explain why in a moment. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Loshen Shel Zohairis, was the ninth thing. Explains the Gemara, Papa Makerem Ravai, the Tanan, Kerem Ravai Hay Oil Yerushalayim Mahal Yoyim Lechotzad. Kerem Ravai is really treated like Maisa Sheni. And we know that the halacha of Maisa Sheni is that you could take the fruits to Yerushalayim and eat them there, or you could redeem them. But they made a special rule that all fruit that is within a distance of Yerushalayim, within 1 day's travel, should be brought to Yerushalayim and not just be redeemed and brought them and bring the money. And these are the borders, Eilat min adorim, Akravat min atzofen, Lod min ha-ma'ariv, west side, V'yad min ha-mizruch on the east side. V'am u'ula v'item r'ava bar u'ula, Om Rabbi Yochanan, matam, why was this rule instituted? K'dei la'ata Yerushalayim b'peiris. They wanted to have many fruits in Yerushalayim. So certainly, as I said, if Kerem Ravai only speaks to grapes, so of course it's only grapes. But even if we'll say it applies to all fruits, we specifically wanted to have many grapes in Yerushalayim because we know that with every carbon they had to bring along the Sochem. And then the Sochem came from wine, from grapes. So they wanted to have many grapes in Yerushalayim. The Tanya Kerem Ravai Hoyle Rebbe Lezer Mizrach Lod. Rebbe Lezer had Kerem Ravai in the city of Lod. Betzad Kfar Tebi. Obikish Rebbe Lezer Lafkir Laniyim. Instead of taking them up to Yerushalayim, which would be a big tircha, he wanted to be mafkadem. Amalei Tamidov, his Tamidim told him, you want to avoid needing to bring it to Yerushalayim. Kfar nimna chaverecho alecha v'tiru. Your colleagues already said that you don't have to do so. Man chaverecho Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that now that the Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately, is no longer standing, the rule that we have to bring them to Yerushalayim no longer is in existence anymore either. Here we see that Rabbi Lezer wanted to be mafker taniyim. And there's a machloikis throughout Shas, if being mafker something only to one group, is it considered a valid hefker or not? The opinion of Beis Shammai is that it was. And here, obviously, Rabbi Lezer, which the Gemara often says, Lezer Shamuti, Rabbi Lezer was a Talmud of Shammai, he was following the opinion of his Rebbe and wanted to make it hefker only for aniyim. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, so that's according to Rav Papa, that was what Rav Yochanan Zakkai stopped the rule of taking the fruit specifically to Yerushalayim. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says it was Loshen Zohurus. The Tanya, B'Shonai Loshen Zohurus Abeis Ulam HaBechutz. They used to put up a red thread on the door of the Beis HaMikdash, and when they threw down the Sol HaZazel on Yom Kippur, Hilbin, if that red thread turned white, Hayasmeichim. Loi Hilbin, if it didn't turn white, Hayatsevim, they were upset, because it showed that they, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wasn't Moichlem. So they shouldn't do it in such a public place. They did it inside the Beis HaMikdash. However, Vaidai Metzitzin V'royim, they would peek into the Beis HaMikdash. And again, Hilbenah Yismechim, if it got white, they were happy. Loi Hilbenah Yitzavin. Hiskinu Sheikoshna Sechetzi B'Sel V'Chetzi Ben Karim Sashamish Deleich, in a place that they should not see. So the Shemesh Shmuel asks the question, why did they make this rule? Shouldn't they maybe have left it in a place where they could see? And if they'll see that it gets white, they'll be happy. And if they'll see that it turns red, they won't be happy. It'll cause them to act appropriately. So he explains that if it didn't turn white, they would be sad. Atzfus, being sad, is a terrible deterrent in our avodas Hashem. And because it's a deterrent in our avodas Hashem, they decided it's worthwhile not to be able to see, even not see that it turned white, just to avoid chas v'shalom atzus. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak Amar, my time alone with Rav Papa. So why doesn't Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak agree with Rav Papa that it has to do with Kamer Vai? Amalach, Isak Dachtach, Reb Yochim ben Zakkai, if you're going to say that was made by Reb Yochim ben Zakkai, Chaveir of Reb Elazar Mihava, is he called Reb Elazar's colleague? Rabba Hava. And therefore, the wording wouldn't make sense. Vidach, Kivin the Talmidim Hava, since the Talmidim of Reb Elazar were the ones that were reporting to him what Reb Yochim ben Zakkai said, Lav Aruch Aro Lemem L'Rabbi Rabbach. When I'm addressing my Rebbe, even though I'm speaking to my Rebbe about his Rebbe, it's not respectful to say your Rebbe, and that's why we say your colleague. Rav Papa, my time alone with Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Why doesn't he agree with Rav Nachman Yitzchak? Omalai, Yisal Kedatach, you're going to say that this experience with the Lashon Sazuris was Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai? Ask the Gemara, Rav Papa, but may Rav Yochim Azakai may have a Lashon Zahurus? Did the Lashon Zahurus still exist in that time? But Tanya, the Brisa teaches us, Kol Shnois of Rav Yochim Azakai, may the Esrim Shana. Rav Yochim Azakai lived for 120 years. May the Abom Shana also be brought you. First 40 years of his life, he was a businessman. Abom Shana Lama, the next 40 years he learned Torah. Abom Shana, in the last 40 years, Liman, he taught Torah. But Tanya, Abam Shardin and Kadim Shnech of Abayis, 40 years before the Churban Abayis, already Lohai Loshin Zazaharis Malban Al Madim. There was no question, always stayed red. Tanan, Mishachar Abayis, Siskram Yachim Azakai. We see that Rabbi Yachim Azakai was alive after the Churban Abayis. So his last 40 years, where he was in position to make rules, there was no question that it'll turn red, they'll remain red, says the Gemara of Idach. The 40 years that he was learning Torah, he wasn't just learning Torah, but he was an individual who was Talmud Yosh Lefnei Rabbi Hava, Vama Milsa, and when a Talmud sits in front of his Rebbe, if he says something that makes sense, it's accepted. So even though Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai at that point was not yet at the great stature of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that he should have the authority to make rules, he was at that point of his life at the place that he was learning Torah. And when he was learning Torah by his Rebbe, and he said something that made sense, his Rebbe accepted it. And not only did his Rebbe accept it, his Rebbe gave him credit for what he said. And therefore, it makes sense that the Beis HaMikdash was still standing during that time, and this was a rule that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made about the Lashon Shel Zahuris.